Gains in corn and soybeans on report day, a sell-off in wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. All the final numbers coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed it near the end of the session from Carl Setzer of Consus Ag Consulting. Corn and soybeans on Thursday higher before the USDA noon Eastern Time report, and then those markets went even higher than that following the update. So, Carl, we can say a bit of a friendly report from USDA on Thursday. Please detail what they had to say, and were you surprised by the market reaction?
I was surprised by the market reaction that we saw today, Andy, but not necessarily from the data that came out from the USDA. The one shining spot in the entire report was U.S. corn carryout coming down 75 million bushels this month to 1.465 billion bushels. Trade expecting that 1.51. We had 1.54 last month. Trade increasing our exports by 100 million bushels this month, trimming feed demand by 25 million bushels. Trade questioning that one a little bit, but nonetheless, the 75 million bushel cut to ending stocks, a good number there, taking us a little bit closer to where we might have to do some rationing in the complex. And that gave us a pretty friendly response in the futures. Soybeans, really not much of a change there. We only cut carryout by 5 million bushels this month to a 375 million bushel total. USDA saying that we will likely see elevated crush as we move through the last half of the marketing year and tariffs start to take their effect on the market. There is some concern we could see soybean exports slow, but we will also see a decline in vegetable oil imports out of the Asian market, mainly that used cooking oil out of China. And to wrap it up, wheat, we saw a 27 million bushel increase to carry out this month, coming in 846 million bushels, mainly from a decline in export forecasts. All in all, it was a pretty friendly report. Wheat taking a little bit of a hit because of the increase to carry out. Also, trade looking at maybe some reduced wheat exports.
Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. His number is 989-506-1587. The markets are powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For information, visit purplewave.com.
At Newfields Ag, we know that when your corn crop needs a nitrogen boost, time is of the essence. That's why we developed InBolster, a powerful planter-applied nitrogen-fixing solution designed to strengthen your corn's performance season-long. InBolster delivers essential nutrients out of the gate, enhancing photosynthesis, improving plant resilience, and boosting growth right when your crop needs it most. Learn more and find your local dealer at NewfieldsAg.com. InBolster. Innovations in your fields. That's NewfieldsAg.com.
On the Hat Thursday market review, up 9 cents on the close for the May corn contract, 483, July 488 and three quarters, a gain of 8 1/4. And December also went 3 1/2 higher to 454 1/4. 16 1/4 better. May beans, 1029, July 1036 and three quarters, a gain of 13 1/4. May wheat, 538. That was down 4 1/4. July down 2 1/4, 550. 53 1/2. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.